every year, it seems, there is a group of people in Israel that designates a little sheep around this time of year and decides that they want to bring it as a Korban Pesach. So the question is, what is so bad about bringing a Korban Pesach? I'm not talking about politically. I'm not talking about what that would do as far as World War III is concerned. I'm talking about in terms of halacha, what is there anything preventing us from bringing a Korban Pesach bizman hazeh? So this is a fascinating topic in halacha, and there's vast literature on it. What I'm going to present to you today is a summary provided by my good friend Rabbi Yehuda Balzum in his fantastic sefer, A Taste of Freedom, which is a wonderful sefer on the halachas of Pesach. Really goes through the sugyas with the Gemara and the Rishonim, but in a very clear and easy to understand way in Hilchos Pesach. So he has a presentation on the topic of bringing Korban Pesach bizman hazeh. In 1862, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer published a sefer called Drishas Tzion, which is all about many issues related to Eretz Yisrael. He was a tremendous Ohev Tzion, and one of the issues that he discusses is whether we could bring Korban Pesach even if we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. So the he was not the first one to bring up the topic. It was already brought up by the Rishonim in the times of the Rishonim, by the Kaftor Vaferach, who quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel Mipariz. It seems that he's quoting Rabbeinu Yechiel Mipariz. In some editions, it has him quoting Rabbeinu Chananel Mipariz, but I don't think we know who Rabbeinu Chananel Mipariz is, so probably the more logical understanding is that it's Rabbeinu Yechiel Mipariz, who thought that we should all go to Yerushalayim and offer karbanos, and there's no need to wait for an actual Beis HaMikdash for that to happen. So part of the issue is the discussion that the Gemara has in several places in Shas, whether Kiddusha Rishona Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavo or not Kitchel Asalavo. It's a sugi in Chagiga and Yavamas and Makas and Chulin, all over the place, whether Kitchel Asalavo or not. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Beis HaBechir Paragvav, Halachas Yudal through Tazayin, that whatever you hold about the Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael, whether it's Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavo, there is no doubt that Kedushas HaMikdash is Kitchel HaSolavo, that Kedushas HaMikdash still exists. The Kedusha of the Mikdash comes from the Shechina, and in the famous phrase of the Rambam, do you know this one? Hashechina ain't a betela, right? The Shechina is never going to be batel. So since the Kedusha emanates from the Shechina, and the Shechina is always there, so the Shechina is ain't a betela, the Kedushas HaMikdash is always going to be there. That follows the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua in Maseches Megillah and Daf Yud, who holds that you could bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and you could eat Kodshei Kodshim, even though we don't have the Mechitzos HaAzara, and you can eat Kachim Kalim, even though we don't have walls around Yerushalayim. All of this stuff that you can, the Kedusha still remains. Who disagrees with Rambam? Predictably, the Ravid. The Ravid holds that the Makom HaMikdash does not have Kedusha Bizman Hazeh, and not only that, just like the Rambam said, that regardless of what you hold about Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shadim, Kedusha Laslavo, everyone's got to agree Kedusha HaMikdash applies Bizman Hazeh. The Ravid says, whatever you hold about Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Shadim, Kedusha Laslavo, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is still there, Bizman Hazeh, would say that the Makom HaMikdash is no longer holy, because the Makom HaMikdash is a function of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we lost that Kedusha. So they argue, min ha-kotze el ha-kotze. It's not just arguing about this machlokes tanaim, which one do you hold like? They say that, no, there's no machlokes! But each one goes in the opposite direction in how there's no machlokes. So there is a comment of the Magen Avraham in Simtavkov Samach Aleph, Sivkat and Beis, where he paskins like the Rambam, that there still is Kedusha Mikdash Bizman Hazeh, and he's passing that lechumra, meaning if you go into the Makom HaZara while you're tameh, you're chayv kares, because the Kedusha is still there. In Likutei Halachos HaMaseches Vachem, the Chafetz Chaim writes that this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid has never fully been decided. Okay, good. So can you bring Karbanos Bizman Hazeh? So Sirish Kalischer says, I have a great idea, an easy solution that could allow you to bring a Karban Bizman Hazeh. If the Halacha follows the Shita Sarambam, then of course you can. The Kedusha is still there. Why wouldn't you be able able to bring a korban. And even if the Ravid is correct that there's no kedusha, so you could also bring korbanos. Why? Because there is a sugya in Maseches Megillah on Daf Yud that if a person assumes that the kedusha of Yerushalayim is no longer there, then you're allowed to bring korbanos anywhere. Meaning there's such a thing called heter bamos, that when you don't have the ability to bring korbanos in Yerushalayim, so then you're allowed to bring it elsewhere. So you could bring a carbon on the Makom HaMikdash and make the following Tanai. If the Rambam is right, so this is a carbon in the Makom HaMikdash. And if the Ravid is right, this is a carbon anywhere. It happens to be the Makom HaMikdash, but it's the same as bringing a carbon anywhere. So Ratzvirish Kalisher says that he told his Rebbe this suggestion. Okay, who's his Rebbe? Right, he had two, the Nesivus and Rebbe Kiva Eger. So he says not bad, right? He told Rebbe Kiva Eger this suggestion, and Rebbe Kiva Eger was maskim, verbally, right? We don't know, we don't have writing, but Rebbe Kiva Eger, Ratzvirish Kalisher said, was maskim that that's a great idea. Ratzvi Pesach Frank, however, in his Kuntros Mikdash Melech, which is quoted by Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Shuvas Milcha Shlomo Tinyana Simen Kuf Mem, says that this Tanai will not work at all. The halachas about karbanos being brought on a bama are different than the halachas of karbanos being brought on the mizbeach. You can't just bring a karban in the very same way and say that, if there's kedusha, so then it's like a karban being brought on the mizbeach. And if there's no kedusha, then it's like being brought on a bama. Namely, you're not allowed to bring a karban tzibur on a bama, and you're not allowed to bring karban yachid on the real mizbeach, bizman hazeh. So that's because all people are tamei nowadays. So the only reason we're allowed to bring karbanos when we're bituma is because tuma hutra be tzibur. So if you're a yachid, you can't be bringing karban yachid. And if you're a yachid, you're not allowed to be bringing a karban on a bum. So that's a real issue. The She'ilas David suggests something a little bit differently. It's in Chelek Aleph in Kuntros Drisha Tzion V'Yerushalayim. The She'ilas David suggests that maybe you could offer a carbon on condition that if the halacha follows the Rambam, then you're bringing carbon. And if not, then you're stop shuffling the animal, throwing around some blood, burning some fat, you know, just doing mundane activities like that. But that it doesn't have a status of a carbon at all. So that's another suggestion. But then the question is, okay, so let's say you accept this suggestion, that if that you can make such a tenai, that if we follow Shitas or Rambam, then this is a carbon, and it's okay, because this has a din of a carbon seabor, so we're allowed to bring this carbon, you'll only do it on a carbon seabor, and if you don't follow Shitas or Rambam, it's not that it's carbon yachid, I'm shechting an animal just for fun, right? So that's, are there any other challenges? Of course there are. We are all tamei bizman hazeh. We are all tamei with tumas meis bizman hazeh. In addition to the fact that Chazal regozes that Ramei Aretz have tumas ziva, we're all tamei with tumas meis. Tumas ziva could be solved by going to the mikvah. Tumas meis cannot be solved unless you have a para aduma. We don't have a para aduma. So how can we ever go into a makom hamigdash, let alone bring karbanos in a makom that has kedushas hamigdash? So Ratzir Shkalish explains, carbon seabor, tuma hutra b'tzibur. I'm not telling you to bring a carbon yachid. I'm telling you to bring carbon seabor only. So tuma hutra b'tzibur. Some of the achronim do not think that that is a fair assessment, a fair application of that rule. The Chassan Sofer, Nechelik Aleph, Shara Karbonos v'kapara, Ha'ora Aleph, explains that we only allow tuma when offering tumah hutra b'tzibur if the shechina is already in the Beis HaMikdash, but you would not be able to go and construct a mizbeach in the Azara while tameh. So tumah hutra b'tzibur, if you already have a mikdash there, you already have a mizbeach there, but tumah hutra b'tzibur does not allow you to build the mizbeach b'tumah. Very similar idea suggested by the Shari Tzedek, that a tameh person is not allowed to go into the makom HaMikdash to build a mizbeach, and he says that the accepted psak anyway is not the tumah hutra b'tzibur, but that tumah dechu, and therefore, whenever tumah is going to be dechuya, in order for it to work, you need the kohen gadol wearing the tzitz in order to be mechaper for it. So that's why it's not going to work. Another challenge that we have is that we don't have a machsa shekel. The Chassam Sofer points out that karbonos tzibur in general are purchased with funds that are raised with the machsa shekel. So this is where the Chassam Sofer says, okay, good. So there is one carbon that has a din of a carbon tzibur, in the sense that it's putra b'tzibur, yet it's not paid for by communal funds, and that carbon is carbon Pesach. So the only one that's a possibility to even discuss is carbon Pesach, because on the one hand it has a din of a carbon tzibur, on the other hand each individual brings it, so it's like a carbon yachid in that sense. So maybe we can get around the machzor shekel problem by only bringing a Karban Pesach. Another problem that we face is that we do not know the exact location of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara the Gemara seems to tell us in Maseches Vachem and Daf Samach Beis that it's necessary to have a Navi to identify the exact makom of the Mizbeach. Rashi Yerushalayim says, you don't need a Navi, you just need a tape measure. It's not hard to identify the exact makom of the Mizbeach, says Rashi Yerushalayim. She said, yeah, the Gemara sounds like you need a Navi, because the Gemara is assuming when the Jewish people came back from Bavel, they needed a Navi, because they had to create a brand new Beis HaMikdash with no existing blueprint and no way of being able to tell where the Mizbeach was. So we have certain things in place. We have a Kosel HaMaravi, right? We have certain things that we know archaeologically, what fits where. So we could just measure it out and figure it out based on the blueprint that we have in place. We don't need a Navi anymore. So a lot of people said, yeah, but you don't know how large the measurements actually are, and you know, how big is an Amma, and all of these kinds of concerns. So one solution could be to build a much smaller than the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach in the times of Bayesheni was 22 squared Amos and had to be put in a very specific location. If we build a much tinier Mizbeach, one Amma, two Amos, so we'll certainly be able to put it within a safe range of probably where the Mizbeach belongs, and we'd be able to still bring a carbon. Another problem that we face, though, is that it's not so clear that we have Kohan in Bizman Hazeh. What do you mean? I have people sitting in front of me whose last name are Kohn and Kohanim, so I have a Kohen and multiple Kohanim. You know, what do you mean? I don't have Kohan in Bizman Hazeh. So we have Kohane Chazaka. We have people who have a tradition in their families that they're Kohanim, but we don't necessarily have people who have very strong raya that they're Kohanim. In Sefer Ezra, those who wanted to perform the Avodah had to show documentation of their exact lineage. So Tzvirish Kalisher says, nah, that's only Chumra Midrabanan, that Ezra made to have to document your lineage. We're in a B'dievet situation. Shasachat K'dievetami, we rely on the Chazaka that our Kohanim are valid. Kohani Chazaka is good enough. What about Big Day Kahuna? Don't you need Big Day Kahuna in order to perform the Avod of the Beis HaMikdash? And one of the Begadim, okay, so make Big Day Kahuna, what's a big deal? One of the Begadim is the Avnate. The Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot is subject to Machlokas in the Gemara, in Maseches Yuma and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, whether it is completely white or whether it's made with Tcheles as well. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Kli HaMikdash, Parches Halacha Aleph, that it requires tcheles and it's made of shatnez. Ooh, so now we have a problem, because we don't have tcheles bizman hazeh. Or do we, right? So if you assume that we definitely have tcheles bizman hazeh, oh great, then it's no problem. But if you're machmir to wear tcheles bizman hazeh, but you're only doing it because, hey, what do I have to lose? You know, misafek, I might as well, there's a good chance. Okay, but you don't want to risk an isur shatness on something like that. On something that maybe yes, maybe no, good chance, worthwhile being machmir for the mitzvah of tzitzis. But to risk an isur shatness is a whole different level. The Tiferes Yisrael, in the Klalei Big Day Kodesh al Kuhuna, the Tiferes Yisrael says that for the Big Day Kuhuna, it's not necessary to use tcheles, that comes from the actual chilazon. You could just use any tcheles colored dye, and that way you could solve this problem. But not everyone, needless to say, not everyone agrees with that Tiferes Yisrael. That is quite a chiddush, that you just need, you know, a royal blue. It doesn't really matter whether it's the real deal or not. There is another challenge. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Menachos and Daf Mem Tesem Beis, they can only make a new Mizbeach you have to be mechanich the new mizbech with the korban tamid shel shachar. So you can't have a mizbech or any korbanos brought on the mizbech unless you bring korban tamid shel shachar. Well, we already said that the only korban we'd ever be allowed to bring bizman hazeh anyway is a korban pesach. So how could we ever bring korban pesach if we don't bring korban tamid shel shachar first? So Tzvi Pesach Frank deals with this in Kuntros Mikdash Melech, and he suggests that, what do you mean? Asay dochalos asay. Yeah, you're not allowed to bring another korban before korban tamid shel shachar. We have mitzvah say korban pesach. That's going to be docha that los hasei, so you should be allowed to bring the korban pesach before you inaugurate the new mizbeach. And then they quote from the chida who was asked that if the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt at noon on erev pesach, would you be allowed to bring korban pesach even though you didn't bring a tamid shel shachar? Right, it's already too late for tamid shel shachar. So now can you bring a korban pesach? So the chida said that since it's a shas al chak and the obligation to bring korban pesach is mitzvah sheish b'kareis, it's a very serious mitzvah saseh, so that supersedes the isser of using the mizbeach without being mechanech at first. So korban pesach sometimes can be brought in a shas al chak without the tamid shel shachar. Another problem is that in order for a Kohen to do anything, a Kohen who begins doing the Avoda has to bring a special Korban Mincha to inaugurate himself into the Avoda. Without that, he's not allowed to bring any Korbanos, including the Korban Pesach. So Sfir Shkalish says, that's also only Din L'Chachila, not a problem B'diavet. Another issue that's raised, Rav Yaakov Etlinger points out, Rav Yaakov Etlinger in the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion in Siman Aleph, the very first Tshuva in Binyan Tzion, is on this topic. He points out that there's something else that would pasul all of our korbanos, and that is that the pasuk in the Tochacha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will no longer smell our reach nichoach when we're in galus. And the Mishnah tells us, The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Vachem and Daf Mem Vav and Beis that when you offer karbanos, the kohen has to have six things in mind. One of them is that he's got to have l'shem reyach, and another one is that he has to have l'shem nichoach. Now, that's going to be impossible to offer a korban nowadays because Hashem told us that we no longer have, whatever that is, we no longer have reyach or nichoach. How can the kohen have in mind l'shem reyach, l'shem nichoach? That should automatically disqualify us from being a korban. So the Netziv brings up this issue as well in Hamak Davar and Vayikra Perach Avav in the Tocha, and the Netziv points out that the Torah never uses the term Reach Nichalach in relation to the Korban Pesach. So it could be that this is another reason to further limit to only bring the Korban Pesach. Others quote from Ramban who says that in the second Beis HaMikdash there was neither the Shechina nor Reach Nichalach, and therefore apparently even though you're supposed to have the Shem Reach, the Shem Nichalach, apparently that's not Ma'akev and you're able to bring Korban. There are other issues that would need to be paskined even if one were to bring Korban Pesach Bizman Hazeh, meaning these are just issues that would tell you you're not allowed to. There are other issues that are just like, we haven't done this in a while, so if you're going to do it, you would need to paskin, so, you know, similar to Tcheles, right? We haven't done it in a while, so now we got to paskin. How many strings? How do you tie it? So some people say, I can't make decisions like that, and they just don't wear it, right? Because they don't want to have to paskin such issues. Others say, no, that's why rabbis get paid the big bucks. You got to paskin these issues. So in the issue of Korban Pesach, you'd also have a number of issues that have to be paskin. One example Rabbi Balsam brings is that the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph paskins that you do not remove the gira nasha before roasting the Korban Pesach. The Ravid says that if you don't, you'll pasul your entire korban. That's a big issue. You got to figure out, what do you do? Do you do a nikor on the korban before you do the roasting? So there are a whole bunch of issues that have to be resolved when it comes to Korban Pesach. So our practice is we do not bring the Korban Pesach. We're going to wait for Melech HaMashiach. He's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll be able to be ochel min hazvachim min hapsach masher yigiyu dam malkir mizbeach v'nom alafanav shira chadasha be'ezros Hashem very, very soon. And this is just like the tip of the iceberg, as Rabbi Balsam presents it, the issue of bringing Korban Pesach b'zman hazeh.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.